Okay, it's 8:23 a.m. on Thursday, June the 27th, 2019. I am late. 8:23. I need to leave the house by 8:45 to make it to Boulder in time for my 10 o'clock appointment. So, I mentioned on both Instagram and Twitter that the post today will be delayed. I'm not planning on getting back before noon Mountain Time, which is 2 o'clock Eastern. So I'm basically losing the morning to simple business. I have to go iron out some problems with the bank. And as chief financial officer of CIFWA, it falls to me to do it. Sadly, the nearest branch is Boulder, which is an hour away. Tedious. However, let's see what else. I spent an inordinate amount of time writing yesterday. Well, no, not inordinate. It was gratifying, actually. Between writing and in writing-oriented activities, very, very gratifying. That's about all I'm going to say about that. I spent a little bit of time futzing about in EVE Online and challenged some of my assumptions about the game. And I learned a few things about the mechanics that I hadn't actually been paying that close attention to at lower levels in the game. And since all the alpha clones are, by definition, at lower levels, I picked up a few useful pieces of information. Investing in the ship matters. So, yeah. So, if I sound a little winded, if I sound a little breathless, it's because I've been pumping, trying to get that first mile done, and I'm still going. I'm trying to get myself an extra 5 minutes at home before I have to hit the road. Probably showed up on the microphone. Oh, I am getting the blood pumping. I've spent about an hour having a conversation with a fellow writer who's busy putting her first book together. And as a first book, it has a lot of the first book problems in terms of too much explanation in what I think of as the wrong places. There's too much backstory. There are a couple of places where we have a certain amount of Deus Ex in it, that things appear miraculously where they weren't set up to be. The characters acting in odd ways that are not set up. So when you're writing, you can have a character act they have to be in character, and they have to stay in character. In order to stay in character, if you want them to be erratic, you have to set up that erraticness early. So that it doesn't just come across as, whoa, that bomb went off without any warning. And so it's one of those things, it's like, okay. And there is a reason, there is a rationale, but it's not shared with the reader, which makes it difficult for the reader to stay in the story, understanding what the character is going through to cause the explosion, to cause the uncharacteristic action, because it's uncharacteristic. The people around the character can respond with, whoa, what happened? But the reader shouldn't. I guess that's the crux of it. There was also a cliffhanger ending that I don't think was actually necessary. I don't think it does what the author thinks it's doing. And I offered some suggestions about what might happen instead, or in addition to, because it's literally a classic cliffhanger where the book ends on one note and that note is immediately reversed on the first chapter of the next book. It's like, okay, no. It's like, well, why would people buy the next book? It's like, well, because they're invested in the story. You don't want people who are sort of into the story to get the next book. You want only the people who are really into the story to get the next book. Which was apparently an odd perspective. But it's like, you gotta have the people who care about the characters, who care about the world, who care about the story, to follow you. And you have to trust your writing is going to lead them where you want them to go without having to deal with the cheap parlor trick of having a cliffhanger. Particularly a cliffhanger with no denouement. There's no denouement. It was like, literally, we go off the cliff, the book ends. Lots of lawnmower noises. It is going to be a hot day. It's already almost 70. And it's muggy. I'm going to have to change my shirt before I go to the bank. Oh, coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Mug post. Okay. So it's an interesting story. I like it. It's a chosen one story. It is a fantasy. I would call it contemporary fantasy, but I think the most accurate current genre category is paranormal. It's not, I don't believe it's urban fantasy. No, I take that back. I believe it is urban fantasy. It's only tangentially paranormal. Those two sort of cross over to me. I don't have a clear vision of what makes one one. And the other than urban fantasy tends to be more contemporary, which is an overgeneralization because there's an awful lot of paranormal that is also. Anyway, it has ghosts, it has druids, which is basically witches, who have powers of seeing. So it's an interesting story, it's an interesting setup, it's an interesting idea. And for a first book, it's pretty good. I'd like to be able to take away that for a first book. I'd like to be able to say, it's a good book, instead of for a first book. That qualification is sort of like weak sauce. But it's really a first book. It's really clearly a first book. And I'm trying to get the author to back off some of the first book problems. So, for example, the point of views are just like all over the place. They will switch. They switch from paragraph to paragraph, sometimes within paragraph. And while Nora Roberts can do it and get away with it, that's Nora Roberts. Stephen King can get away with things that I can't get away with because he's Stephen King. Nora Roberts can do things that I can't do because Nora Roberts. Jesus, all kinds of stuff going on here today. I should have taken the walk at 7 instead of 8. Somebody listened to the radio. Do people still listen to the radio? I walked by the guy, he doesn't have his doors on his Jeep. And he's like all cool and shit. He's got some kind of talk radio going. It's like, really? Well, some kind of radio going. A person talking. I don't realize people still listen to the radio. I guess I'm old. I mean, I'll turn on the radio in the van. Just because I don't have a charger in the van. So plugging in my phone, driving around town and listening to like Pandora or something, which is what I would normally do in a car. It's like, I'm not in the car long enough to be able to really screw with it, so I don't usually do anything at all. But, you know, other than the 2-minute trip to the grocery store and back, lots of equipment out here today. Holy crap. There's a tow truck down there picking up a car. There's a tree pruning service taking down limbs on tree back there. Well, I suppose 8 o'clock. Truck has a bit of a knock in it. Okay. According to this, I've only been talking for 15 minutes, which is good. It's not quite 8:40 yet. I should get 4 or 5 minutes. Well, I got enough to get the file uploaded, so it's ready when I get back, I guess. Not that I need to worry about that, but I do want to pick up some paperwork. I also want to try to leave a little bit of wiggle room. I didn't check the car to see if it's got gas. Well, that was the lawn service going by. I saw the truck. I thought, yeah, it looks like the lawn service guy. I didn't look at the driver, but the lawnmower's sitting here in the yard. And there's a guy running around in the back, waking my wife up. Okay, well, she got her lawn mowed today. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.